once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another great day today. You know, as I ponder before the Lord this evening, and I was sitting before Him listening to the song Yeshua, He just began to speak to me something about the night watch. And it's going to be a little different than what I've taught on the night watch before, because it's something that's just coming out of heaven right as I'm speaking to you. If you don't understand what the night watch is, it's basically where when you go to sleep, your spirit man is engaging the heavens, or you're engaging the heavens, awaken in your body and in your spirit until you fall asleep, and it continues in your spirit man in the heavenlies of God through the other side of the veil by Christ Yeshua. But you know, I find sometimes, and I'm sure you have yourself, sometimes that night watch, that nighttime, that place of sleep sometimes is taken away from you, that place of rest sometimes evades you while you're trying to prepare to go to bed or to get rest, whether that's in the middle of the night or if you work all night in the morning or whatever your circumstance is. But Jesus, He wants to meet you right where you're at. He wants to meet you no matter what you're going through. And He wants to carry you into the night watch. He wants to carry you into the open gateway that He's given by His precious Son, by His blood, by the cross, by the resurrection, by the ascension, by the basics of the gospel of you believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth that Yeshua the Christ is Lord, you are saved, meaning you have been reestablished into the kingdom of God with your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But you still live here on this planet, and you must go through all the circumstances of life that this planet has to offer. Depending on what direction you've taken your life will determine many of the circumstances that you have in your life. Mainly the choices you make in your life will determine the circumstances that you have in your life. Rarely, but it does happen sometimes, outside influences, things you didn't decide, change the path of your life. But majority of our life, and even in that, it's the choices that we make. And I want to encourage you to choose Yeshua. It's kind of like I could see Him if you could, if you're not driving, of course, if you could close your eyes and if you could see this lake, and this just the still waters lake, and if you could hear His voice coming from the other side of the lake, and as you're going to sleep on this side of the lake where in the meadows and the green pasture, you can sense the presence of Abba Father. You can sense the presence of Yeshua, or at least have the desire for Abba Father, the desire by Yeshua, by Holy Spirit, calling to you, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Because it's me, the Lord. He's the one that comes and gives you rest. It's me, the Lord, that comes and gives you peace. It's me, the Lord, that comes and gives you mercy and gives you grace, gives you unmerited favor, that which you don't even deserve. Oh, sometimes in life, it can get so rough and so hard that you might not even recognize the unmerited favor and grace on your life because of the pressure or the circumstances or the situations around you. But surely the hand of God is wrapped around you. Oh, I'm calling you. If you can just see it in your mind, the face of Yeshua on the other side of that lake, just calling your name to come to Him. Come to Him in your rest. come to him when you lay your head on the bed. A lot of times I'll lay my head in my bed and I'll just begin to clear out my thoughts, clear out my mind. Sometimes I just go in and plead the blood of Yeshua and I judge my thoughts and my mind and my imaginations or my fantasies by the blood covenant of Yeshua, and I cleanse it out to light and life and love. So it's an empty, clear vessel, fullness of the Holy Spirit, fullness of the blood covenant, fullness of the presence of Yahweh, that I may hear that there'll be no personal judgment to me. God's not judging me. He's already put my judgment on the back of Yeshua on the cross. But sometimes your mind may judge you through a circumstance or a situation. Or maybe life has made you feel like a failure. Or maybe life has made you feel weaker than you are. Or maybe life has stolen some of your uspa. Once you felt like a strong, mighty warrior, now you're a strong, mighty warrior during the day, and you know, you're a baby during the night, or you're a baby during the day and you're a strong warrior at night. It's not consistent depending on what pressure comes your way. He says, just rest in me. It's like he overshadows you with his peace. His peace is life. He gives peace. He says, I give my beloved peace. This is the word. That's why it's so important to know your word. So when he speaks it, it confirms it and it makes it open to you. And it also becomes an open gateway to go into the mysteries and the secrets of God, into the deeper things of God. Like going face to face through Yeshua's blood covenant to Abba, Father, to engage in the Yod, the Hey, the Vav, the Hey, the very essence of the name of God upon your cells and your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit, as he's quickening your spirit to be made whole, as he's quickening your body to be made whole, as he's quickening your mind to be made whole, as he's redeeming you to righteousness by his precious blood, sealing you with the blessed Holy Spirit and the baptism thereof, with the powerful mysteries of the speaking of the unknown language of God, which we call speaking in tongues, through the mysteries of God that was given to you by the Holy Spirit, bearing the witness of faith as you carry the sacred scroll of God and as you lay down in your bed, preparing to rest, opening your spirit man. Well, brother, I don't want to open my spirit, man. What's going to come in? What can come in? You're guarded by Christ. I'm opening my spirit, man, to Jesus. I'm opening my spirit, man, to the Holy Spirit. What's going to come in but Jesus, but the Holy Spirit? Will he not protect his own? As I'm seeking the face of Abba, the Father, will he let an enemy come get me? Of course not. He gives his beloved rest. I keep hearing that from Yeshua. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My shalom is within my name. Engage the name of Yeshua. You may speak his English name, Jesus, but engage his name, the Holy One of God, the Holy Lamb of God, the very sanctification of you and me and every human being that draws upon him. As he calls us into, I see it as a secret place. One thing it must have, you have learned this in life, you must have intentional desire. You must have intentional thought to cause these things to happen. They're not just going to happen by happenstance. I must intentionally set my heart, set my mind, set myself before God. I was asking Yahweh this the other day about something. I was going through some battles in my thought patterns, and I said, God, I really need you right now. And he just spoke it as loud and clear as possible. He says, I'm a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. So he's saying, hey, seek me deeper so you can find deeper. Seek me deeper so you can go deeper. I mean, we all quote that scripture. It's one of my favorite scripture. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the glory of kings to search it out. There's a searching that must happen from the king that's inside of you to the depths of God to find out the rest of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, the deliverance of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the provision of the Lord, the fulfillment of the Lord, the full purpose of the Lord, the scroll of God that was written in heaven that's on your heart, that's inside of you. that has opened up when you begin to become born again. That day that you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, that doorway was open to the scroll of heaven, to the peace of heaven, to the night watch of heaven. Let your nights become rest as you put your spirit in the hands of God. Let your night become rest. Pray in the spirit while you go to sleep so mysteries can come into you. Let your night become full of rest as you say, Father, here am I. I lay down myself to you. Sometimes I'm like, Yahweh, judge me. I'm not afraid of God's judgment. I want it. Judge me to light and life and love by the blood covenant, which means he's severing anything unrighteous in me and taking it out of me. And he's encasing me in his love, in his blood covenant, in his light, in his word, in his glory. My salvation is depending upon him now, not my own. So therefore, I'm free from the law of sin and death. And I've been engrafted into the vine of the spirit of life and liberty in Christ Jesus. Can you receive that today? I made this especially for you. I knew you were going to listen. And God's saying, I want to take you into the night watch, and I want to bring you peace in the night watch. And yes, as a mature son or a mature daughter, this usually doesn't happen the first time you try it. It takes multiple times. Sometimes I do engage and learn in the Spirit of God. It takes years. Sometimes it takes hours. Sometimes it takes days. But it takes consistency of intent in the heart to seek the Father in these things. Well, once again, this is Sagima Bay. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to hit that button, subscribe, like, share, send this message to a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. Shalom.